MSO New Sports Baseball Insider. Andy Carboni is here with us. And Andy, welcome, first of all.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Another week has gone by the boards.
Well, we have some big baseball news to report, or lack of news to report in some ways. But give us the Strat-O-Matic update on the Red Sox as the games were played, so-called, last night.
Yes, we've been following the Red Sox season all season long, if you will, with the Strat-O-Matic game. And the Red Sox actually were off yesterday after dropping the final game of a three-game set with the Cleveland Indians back on Wednesday by the score of 8-4. Ryan Weber took the loss in that one. He falls to 4-4 on the year, gave up five runs and 4 2/3 innings of work. Weber had to leave the game in that fifth inning with an arm injury, and he's going to miss up to 20 games. Red Sox have dropped now four straight to 29-35 on the season, stuck in third place in the AL East, 8 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays.
Again, those are the Strat-O-Matic results. Hey, why are the Rays in first place, Andy? Let me throw that one at you.
Well, I think it's a combination, which a lot of people did predict, that their pitching was going to lead them this coming season. They have a very strong bullpen, some quality starting pitching, and, of course, they use that opener situation quite a bit and then bring in the relief staff. So it's been pitching so far, according to the Strat-O-Matic stats, that are leading the Rays in first place in the division.
Major League Baseball, Andy, is there going to be a season?
Well, if I was to put my last penny on a bill, I would say no. And the way things stand right now, Major League Baseball remaining at a stalemate with its players. The league has rejected a 114-game proposal from the union. And then the union rejected the league's 50-game plan to begin the season. And the word out there is that some owners are just perfectly willing to cancel the 2020 season to save money.
Yeah, I can imagine that. You know, it doesn't seem like a winner for the owners at all, to be quite honest with you. I don't know. That's just my gut, but I don't know.
Well, it's obviously a tough situation because obviously they're not going to be receiving any income into their pockets from you know, people being in the stands and buying concessions and merchandising and whatnot. So obviously they're losing a big chunk of money. Players have to understand that as well. So, you know, there's got to be a middle ground. You know, one side wants 114 games. The other side wants 50. Do they meet in the middle at 82 games and play half a season? A lot of remains to be seen, but, I mean, the clock is ticking. The more they keep waiting on this, because you get to remember, once they finally agree on something, you're talking at least 3 weeks to a month of a second spring training to get the players up and ready to go. And, you know, Major League Baseball doesn't really want the season going past October, getting into November in the cold weather months.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't be having the World Series in December or something like that. So, you know, there's still a lot on the table. I mean, we hope they get something done, but as with Major League Baseball, it always seems to be an issue when it comes to these type of situations.
Well, we're on June 5. I still think there's plenty of time to negotiate, to be honest with you, because no one's talking about trying to start this up too early here for a number of reasons. Anyways, let's not go into that. I want to ask you, hey, you have a note here that even if the games were to be played, TV and radio announcers would not be at those games?
Yes, that came out yesterday from Major League Baseball. They will not be broadcast. They will be broadcast remotely, so the Red Sox announcers will not be heading on the road. So they'll stick to the argument the Red Sox are playing at Yankee Stadium. You'll hear, you know, Dave O'Brien and Jerry Remy doing the game probably from the Nesson Studios. You know, it's similar to what's going on in ESPN right now with the coverage of the Korean Baseball League. You know, the announcers are at the ESPN studios, or they're doing it from their homes. You know, remotely in that fashion, but it's still unsure if the Red Sox announcers would actually go to Fenway to do home games. That's still up in the air, but Major League Baseball has said all announcers will not be traveling this year.
Andy, what else do we need to know here about the Red Sox? Not a lot of Red Sox news, but what else should we know?
Well, if you're looking for some classic games to watch this week on Nesson, they're replaying the 2007 World Series against the Rockies. 8 o'clock first pitch tonight. It's game 4 in Colorado. The Red Sox sweep the series. Then tomorrow you can watch the 2007 World Series film, Champions Again. And then Sunday, the World Series parade at 2 o'clock. And then if you're looking for a little more baseball on Sunday night, it'll be a Sox and Twins from September 30th of 1967. Of course, the Red Sox at that point, that final weekend of the season, trying to win the American League. Yaz goes 3-for-4 in this game with a home run and 4 RBIs. So I think I'll be checking out the game from 67 a lot. I'm more interested in that than maybe watching the Sox win the World Series tonight in 2007. But, you know, at least it gives us something to look at.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that 67 game. I totally agree with you. unfortunately, Kyle Crawford in the news.
Yes, he's having some issues. We didn't mention a few weeks ago. He had an issue at his home outside of Houston where a friend of his and that girl's daughter drowned in his swimming pool.
Oh, my.
At Crawford's home. And then it came out yesterday that Crawford is now facing charges of felony domestic violence after being arrested in Texas last month following an incident in which he allegedly choked his ex-girlfriend at gunpoint. The girl that passed away in his home last month was not in a relationship with Crawford, according to sources. She was just a friend, so I don't know if this involves the same person or not. They're not really giving that information out, but, you know, you have some weird things going on in the world of Kyle Crawford, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, run us through, I don't know how much time we have left here, but run us through some of the notes from Major League Baseball, things we should know.
Well, unfortunately, Major League Baseball was the last of the major pro leagues to make a statement on the death of George Floyd at the hands of a police officer, actually the knee of a police officer in Minneapolis. MLB tweeting, "We want to be better, we need to be better, and this is our promise to do the work." The Major League Baseball draft coming up next week, Bill, is going to be held in Secaucus, New Jersey at the studios of the MLB Network. The two-day draft starting on Wednesday the 10th, and then rounds 2 through 5 will be held on Thursday. Of course, the draft was originally to be held in Omaha outside the College World Series, but of course the coronavirus, all that was changed. So if you want to watch some draft action, short and five, round one will be giving you some information to see middle of next week. Taking a look at some minor league situations, the minor league baseball players feeling the brunt of the pandemic. Hundreds of players cut last week, more expected as the likelihood of no season becomes a reality. But former Sox pitcher David Price, now pitching for the Dodgers, is helping many in the Dodgers organization fill their wallets by paying the minor leaguers $1,000 each during the month of June. That'll help out about 200 Dodger minor league players that are getting a limited paycheck because of the coronavirus.
Hey, Andy, is there any more news on the Mets ownership and Robert Kraft?
Yeah, a little bit has popped up again this week as a former Yankee and current ESPN announcer Alex Rodriguez and his pop star fiancée Jennifer Lopez continue to be interested in buying the Mets, and they're knocking on Bob Kraft's door to see if he's interested. Kraft says he's kind of more interested in developing the area around Citi Field as an entertainment and shopping venue, not necessarily owning the baseball team, but obviously A-Rod and J-Lo will welcome any money from Mr. Kraft if he wants to invest. So, you know, obviously Robert Kraft built up the area around Gillette Stadium. So, you know, you might have visions of doing the same type of thing around Citi Field.
Yeah, I don't know about how a mall would go there, but it might not. Andy, I was just by there 2 weeks ago, actually, just 2 weeks ago down in New York. The first time I'd left Essex County here in on the North Shore in months, but I was by Citi Field.
So, that's always good to drive by. And the question is, since you've been back, have you quarantined for 14 days?
Yeah, absolutely, Andy. Yes, I have.
There you go. That's the correct answer.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else, Andy, to share with us?
One little note this week. A judge dismissed a defamation lawsuit by former Mets outfielder Lenny Dykstra, as we speak of the Mets, and his former teammate Ron Darling. Darling wrote a book last year saying that Dykstra racially taunted Red Sox pitcher Oil Can Boyd during the 1986 World Series, but the judge ruled that Dykstra's reputation can't be any further damaged. So I'm not saying much about Lenny Dykstra.
I wonder what kind of evidence they introduced into that court proceeding. Oh, my gosh.
It must have been kind of interesting. He's had some issues since his playing days ended, and obviously it kind of continues.
You know, all those names, I'm thinking, and these guys are still in court? Oh, my gosh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. All right, Andy, good talking with you. We'll talk again soon, and we'll, again, like I said, talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.